For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk about, you know, the whole expectations and everything, the funness of yesterday over the Mercedes-Benz. I wasn't at the game, John, but I saw it watching it on TV, looking at the energy for all the Falcon fans in there as they beat down the Cowboys. I already know what you want to talk about because I knew we were working together. And as soon as I was driving in, the news of what's happening down in New Orleans, and I just thought about it. I was licking him. I bet he's just over there licking it. He's just so excited for more Saints misery. And all those different things.
No, I'm actually not happy about
it. I know why you're not happy, because we know the whole new coach energy and all that other stuff. They're going to New Orleans and all that. I saw one of our favorite listeners, Miss Allie, she just tweeted that out. Yeah, that's a thing. I'm not going to sit up here and say it's a thing. It's a thing because you let it be a thing. All you got to do, they're better than the Saints. The Saints are broken right now. They might as well go ahead. And I know a lot of people, you see that also, John, that the Falcons wanted to be the reason that he was fired. All right, well, that's not going to happen. But do not go down there and give that city, in a city that I love to go to visit, love going down to New Orleans, do not give them a reason to be happy, because they will make they're not going to ruin the Falcons season if they win this game. And obviously, we got all week to talk about it. But it would be just one of them things that would be a poker in the side of Falcon fans if the Saints got that new coach energy next Sunday down there.
Well, you know, I'm at the Northern Kia Studios, you know, way north of Atlanta, right, points north. And when I was down at the studio, I could always tell when it was hate week, because I would drive in, and once I got, you know, like inside the perimeter, you know, ITP, you know, driving down 75,
right.
If I rolled down my window, I could start to smell it wafting, you know, okay. But the stink is so bad that I walked outside here before the show, and all the way up here, I could smell it, okay. It's that bad. Because they are losers. Yeah.
Okay.
They haven't won a game since September the 15th.
Yes. Well, yes, we understand that, John. We understand that. It is. We will let you bask and pick and everything like that, because they lost to the worst team in football yesterday. And when your players come out tweeting and all that other thing, it's a bad sign. It was bad. And I heard you and Joe, you guys were talking about yesterday, this before they even fired him. I heard you and Joe yesterday on the Wade Ford tailgate show talking about their situation. Yeah. Because it's just obviously him gone, but they got a whole lot of problems in New Orleans. That kicking the can down the road is finally caught up with them. And then me and Bo were just talking before the show. Like, okay, you got rid of the coach. When is Mickey Loomis, the guy that did all these kicking down the can and all this stuff like that, when is he going to be – is he still going to be able to run his football team? Because right now, they look like they're going to be in the same situation like the Falcons were before Terry Fontenot got here, as far as just trying to get out of cap hell that they put themselves in. They wanted to continue that, to try to keep a team together, and that's what they kept doing.
A couple of things. To Mickey Loomis, he came out during the announcement about Dennis Allen being fired and said that he couldn't defend, you know, what happened, and he couldn't defend Dennis Allen. And all I could think was, dude, how can you defend yourself?
Right.
I mean, so that was one thing. Okay. So, yeah. The second thing is, if you're a Saints fan, you want to lose, right?
That's always,
you want to lose out.
You know, that's always a touchy subject with me as far as wanting to lose. And nobody wants to lose. Now, you might be in a position, if you're a Saints, that you're not talented enough to win. But nobody, you know, those guys that are going out there and everything, you don't want to go out there and lose, because the thing about it is, who knows if you're going to be a part of the situation going forward as far as, you know, the rebuild or whatever. You don't necessarily know that you're going to be a part of it and everything like that. So you still got to go out there. I've been in a situation where these guys are, and it sucks. It sucks to come to work. Everything just sucks about it. But at the end of the day, you got to be a professional and try to go out there and do your job. But, yeah, I'm not surprised by it. Like, very rarely do you lose seven games in a row in the NFL, John. I mean, without trying to get a win somewhere in there. And so, I mean, it went from really good to really, really bad fast for them.
I get a big old smile on my face.
I know you do.
But no, you want to lose because Cam Ward. I mean, that's why you want to lose.
I understand all that, but yeah.
I mean, you got a broken down car. Chris Olave's now out. They're carting a darn dude off the field in Carolina.
Yep.
I mean,
glad he's okay.
Yeah, I mean, You know, I mean, geez, you know, this team is just a, there's $78 billion over the cap next year.
Yes.
You know, I mean, at some point, they hadn't lost, you know, the last time they lost seven games in a row, Randy, when, you know who the coach was? It was Mike Ditka.
Really?
It was Little Ditka. That's how long ago it was that they lost seven in a row.
Yeah, but I mean, hey, that's a them problem. And it's a them problem. It's something that the Falcons will have to deal with, you know, coming up this weekend. But I mean, the game yesterday, John, it was, I was sitting there the whole time like, you know, why is this game not, you know, the lead bigger than it is? Because right now, I looked at that game, Dallas is not good.
I know.
Dallas is not a good football team at all. They're not a good football team. And you saw some things yesterday. Obviously, the sacks was big and and things for the Falcons. Back-to-back sacks on a drive was outstanding. You saw Grady whip somebody's tail. Grady was whipping ass all day yesterday. But you got a chance to see that. But I just thought, you know, just coming down, just, you know, Cooper Rush, throwing for over 100 yards in that little backup time. It's like, okay, they were giving him a lot of the underneath stuff. But I just never thought that game should come down to an onside kick, John. I just really thought the Falcons should have won a little bit more comfortable than they did. Even though they were the best team throughout the whole day, they let Dallas have some plays there at the end. You know, we talked a lot last week, John, about, you know, there being the worst rush offense in the league, didn't have a run over 15 yards all year. They had racked off three of them in the first half, you know, and so there were still some things. And I love what you and Joe were talking about yesterday morning about, and you had it just hit it right on the head, John. I don't want to hear, no, we're almost there. I don't want to hear we're close, talking about defense. Oh, we're close. Get it done. And I love what you guys were talking about yesterday morning. That's absolutely correct. They were able to get the quarterback on the ground, and they pressured Dak a lot yesterday.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.